today's modern smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody left out there that hasn't figured out that Obamacare is an abomination, a mitigated disaster? More information coming out. If you want health care, if you want real healing, you have got to get the government the hell out of your way. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a place where we acknowledge the true source of healing coming from a far higher place than the federal government. Whether it be Bush or Obama, it matters not. The corruption is complete. The movement to the dark side has been completed a long time ago. Why does anyone persist in looking to Washington, D.C. to solve the problems that they create? We kick off the show today. We've got some official stories. We've got to bust up some more official stories. Are you ready? My dear friend, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff is going to be joining me later this hour. We're going to talk about his new book, Official Stories. It is out. It is available. And what have you done if you haven't gotten it yet? We'll talk about that. Some polio myths. The myths of the polio vaccination. My dear friend Jeffrey Ofterheide with VacTruth.com sent me a link today on his article about polio vaccination myths. Liam and I will probably talk about that. There's some myths within the mythology even that those of us that have, let's say, considered this for a long time, not everybody's getting it fully. Some people still think a virus causes polio. I'm not kidding. Wait, you do too? Okay. All right. Bear with me. We'll get to that. We will get to that with Liam Sheff. Also, cancer rates on the rise. Richard Dawson, one of those victims of the cancer industry and treatments for cancer, died of esophageal cancer. Remember him from Hogan's Heroes and the Family Feud? And, of course, The Running Man, where he was the creepy game show host. I don't know. Some people thought he was creepy when he was doing Family Feud, but I don't know. People liked him. He was a good guy. Anyway, he's gone, another cancer victim, and cancer's supposed to be on the rise big time. But first and foremost, I want to kick off the Robert Scott Bell Show today, letting you know we're going to do some Ron Paul Revolution updates in the second hour. Did you see what happened in Louisiana? The police getting violent with the majority. Who's the majority down there in Louisiana? The GOP, evidently. It's the Ron Paul revolutionaries. Woohoo! Can you imagine? That's right. The majority of people participating there, an absolute majority. And, you know, we're going to hear from the old guard of the GOP talking about a one-third quorum. Have you ever heard of an organization that says, we need one-third of the total population of this group to be a quorum? One-third. Interesting stuff. Get some audio clips on that. We'll see what else we do to update it. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, you can live between 1 and 3 in the East Coast of the United States this Sunday afternoon to kick off the new week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Now, what are these sneaky things that the government has done to try and put, you know, a total institution, healthcare, was it a third of the economy now? How high has it gone? It's disease management. There's a story here out of the Washington Times. Threats, deals got drug companies on board with Obama. GOP releases data on healthcare talks. Now, some would say, well, it's the GOP, of course. What are they going to do? They're going to attack the Democrats. But it's the Hegelian dialectic, my friends. It is the left pitted against the right. It's the conservatives pitted against the liberals. But I'm going to tell you there's a place where the circle almost becomes complete, where the liberals and the conservatives come together, just about. And they were protesting together in Chantilly, Virginia, because of the Bilderberg Conference. Would you like your Bilderberger with cheese or without? With pickles or without? With ketchup, GMO, or without? Well, we covered that last week on the show as well. By the way, remember, additional 5 days of the week of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can't just do this one day a week. Are you kidding me? There's way more healing that has to happen. Way more. And so through Natural News Radio, Monday through Friday, in addition to our humble little beginnings here, terrestrial and beyond, on Genesis Communications Network on Sunday afternoons and all around the country, those who play it in tape delay, it's just as good. There are no cheap seats. There are no nosebleed sections. And should you ever get a nosebleed while listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know here you'll have your homeopathic phosphorus at the ready to stop that bleeding pronto. So guess what? Top administration officials cut backroom deals with the nation's top drug companies to win support for President Obama's health care overhaul. Overhaul? Overhaul! I'm calling it over! It's over! He's out of there! Threatening them with steeper taxes if they resisted, and promising a better financial deal for the industry if they acquiesced. This is according to internal documents released Thursday by House Republicans. Now, again, don't start dissing it because the House Republicans released it. Get over that. It's the fact that they existed at all. Obama agreed to drop his longstanding support for letting Americans buy cheaper foreign prescription drugs, right? At one point, he supported. He said, yeah, you can get cheap drugs from Canada. But he's like, hey, drug companies, if you sign on to my health care overhaul, we'll prohibit Americans from buying cheaper drugs from Canada. And, of course, the claims came out and went out all over the place that, oh, my gosh, the drugs out of Canada are so much more dangerous than the drugs in the United States. Well, it's not true. They're just as dangerous. Maybe they're less so, but they're certainly not more. That which is approved by the FDA and Health Canada, equally dangerous. So don't give me that. It is just simply the play ball, business as usual, politics as usual of the Obama administration, which changed nothing except perhaps a little bit of pigment. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Whoop-dee-frickin-do. If you think you are your pigment, and there is no white and black, there are shades of everything. And I got a little darker this morning. I went out, was going to go surfing with the kids, but there were no waves, so we did some paddle boarding. And my son has to go show off his karate skills, and he's laying down on the paddle board and just does a kick up onto the board. Anyway, that's the crazy things the bells do sometimes on the weekends before showtime. Great time to get your vitamin D. Hopefully you're enjoying that. Not too much, like I did a couple of weeks ago. Just the right amount. So what else happened in this? All these backroom deals? What is happening there that the Republicans are now salivating? Oh, we got Obama dead to rights now, right? We got him. And of course, that's a figurative speech. You understand the GOP when they talk about that. We got him. He's busted. We know what the backroom deals are. We know what they are. And of course, never mind that the same deals happened under George W. Bush when he was talking about the Prescription Drug Act to get old people on more drugs, which is all Obamacare does. Not just old people, but everybody on more drugs. There were extra prizes. Speaking of Richard Dawson losing his life from the family feud at 79 years of age to cancer, there are extra prizes to reward pharmaceutical companies for cooperating with Obamacare. That's the drug importation thing, right? Here's a quote from this is a woman who was working in the Obama administration. She said, I made the decision based on how constructive you guys have been to oppose importation on this bill. She wrote to Bryant Hall, chief lobbyist for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. See how the game is played? And you get hosed, you get screwed, or you get drugged, often to death, based on what Washington, D.C. does to monopolize health care into disease management and disease creation. And the Republicans are so excited. Oh, we got Obama now. Never mind that Bush did it too. And my argument is not for Republicans any more than it is for Democrats. It's to recognize that you've all been duped. We've all been duped. President Obama's efforts, and I quote here now from Henry the Wackman Waxman and Diana DeJet, top Democrats on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And they're in a memo responding to the GOP's investigation, right? Because they got to defend themselves. We got to defend ourselves, right? President Obama's efforts to enlist the support of private industry are exactly what presidents have always done to enact major legislation. His efforts are what Americans expect of their leaders. If that's the case, Waxman, then we deserve every bit of it that you want to throw at us. Throw a little Dick Durbin in there, too. Let's wipe out all dietary supplements and mandate that everybody go on drugs where we practically are. here in these United States right now. Sad state of affairs. In fact, there's a video that I was interviewed, this is many months ago. I just saw it pop up on naturalnews.tv, and I've got it linked up at my Facebook page. I'll have to put it up at robertscottbell.com. But I was asked about the issue of health freedom. And I said, isn't it a shame? Isn't it a crime, in fact, against humanity, much less against Americans, that if you want to get treatments for your cancer that are not approved by the government, you literally have to leave the country. You've got to leave the freest country on planet Earth, America, land of the free, home of the what? The home of the wussies, home of the drug-induced, addicted wussies. Bush, Obama, everyone else in the House and Senate besides Ron and Rand Paul, maybe a few others, all addicted to these drugs. And we, the freest country on the planet. Those of you listening around the world are laughing, right, at me as I say that. Yes, I'm doing it tongue-in-cheek, and I do it with a tear coming out of my eye. The freest people, not on your aspirin, the freest people. You want to heal cancer without FDA-approved oncological interventions like chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery? You got to leave the country. Doctors have been taken out, have been imprisoned, have lost their licenses simply for offering other options that were unapproved. Since when did we become a nation of such wimps and wussies that we had to have the government approve what we're going to do for our illnesses? We can't decide for ourselves. No, we're not adults. We're a bunch of little children, wussy children. No, not here. Not now. And not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about some official stories, including the official vaccine stories that are lies. But we're going to tell you the facts, the truth, with Liam Sheff and his new book, Official Stories, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the United States of Health Talk Radio kicks in another week. Broadcast healing all over planet Earth right here on GCN. You can call me right now at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. During the week, there's a different number, and that is 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Leave a message, comment, question. Maybe you want to do so to question the official stories. Like my dear friend and superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff. He's written a new book. It's out. It's ready. And it is on fire. Liam, all over the brush fires of official stories. He is lit and getting through it today. In fact, there was a story that was sent to me by Jeffrey Ofterheide from Backtruth.com on 7 polio myths. And it went partway there, halfway there, a little more than halfway there. And Liam and I were talking about it off the air. And that's one of the chapters of official stories, talking about the official stories of vaccination. Liam, do we have you on the line here?
I have you on the line.
You have me on the line. Of course you do. What are you doing, fishing now? Look out. Get that hook out of here. Welcome, my friend.
Got a hook in the... I hooked a Robert Scott Bell fish.
You did, and you've hooked a lot of people already. You've hooked a lot of people already on official stories.
I have. It's been really cool. It's a fun book about all the terrible things in the world. No, it's a... It's a fun book about all the things that we're told that aren't true, right? I wrote the book that I wanted to read when I was 18, 19, 17, 25, 31. I'm 41 now. You're still, what, 15 years older than I am?
Oh, well, you quit aging me. Just a few years or so. Come on.
How old? How many years? Five, four,
count three. The gray hairs. Count the gray hairs, my friend, my fuzzy friend.
You got about, yeah, I know. You got about 4.5 on me. But this is the book that I wanted to read when I was coming up. And man, I didn't want to read. I mean, yeah, I read Noam Chomsky and I read Howard Zinn, but I didn't want to. I mean, that was just hard. Like, wow, couldn't you guys lighten this up a little? Does every sentence have to be the end of the freaking world? Can't I laugh just a little bit? I mean, just because I'm reading about horrible things, don't let me forget that I'm human and have a sense of humor. So I wrote that book that I wanted to read that made me laugh and is making people laugh, not just because of the nude photos.
That's a joke. You sent me a copy without that in it? How dare you?
You have a picture next to Jenny McCarthy on your Facebook page.
Yes, but fully robed.
But va-va-va-voom. Wow.
Yes, right. We interviewed her last week at the Autism One conference, and that's like the smile that keeps on giving.
Oh, God, love's too strong a word, but it's not too weak a word. Anyway, the book is 15% off today. And
okay.
Let me give this special code to listeners. Do you think they deserve it?
Absolutely. We've been at this on Sundays for so long. If we can't give them something, 15% off, let's do it.
All right, 15% off. So you go and you look up official stories online. Go to my Facebook page or my website, liamsheff.com, or the Facebook is Official Stories by Liam Sheff, and you'll get the link. It's just look up Official Stories by Liam Sheff. Here you go. Get out your little orphan Annie decoder ring. It's 8-F-Q-R-Z-3-S-2. Once more for the bleachers. 8-F-Q-F-Q-R-Z-3-S-2. So that'll give you 15% off. This book has been getting great reviews, and we cover vaccination. By the way, Ofterheide. I wrote him a note. I said, hey, I love your work. You're a great guy. You wrote this thing on Vaxtruth, and you're giving poliovirus the credit for making people sick if they've been exposed to DDT. Wait a second.
Can I
get the cartoon?
Thank you for saying that. That's why I just wanted to bring that up, that we love Jeffrey Ofterheide. He's done great work.
Yeah.
And he's helped promote us and everything that we're trying to do together. But what my point was in bringing that up was, just like you've said, is that they, even people on our side that love what we're doing or trying to encourage learning in that realm, still a little bit trapped in the viral paradigm.
You know, they're trapped in the viral 50 cents, Robert. I got to tell you. And he's a very cool dude. I sent him this article I have called Rethinking Polio, which is just a pure research article citing research. But in the book, chapter 5, which really comes right into chapter 6, they hold hands. You don't know this, but HIV mythology and HPV mythology are married. And they're all based on the polio mythology, which is based on the Louis Pasteur mythology. And the book just very rather pleasantly and gently says, look, there's argumentative history here. Here's what Louis Pasteur was up to. He was cracking open dog heads and stuffing in pieces of diseased animal flesh. What did he think was going to happen? You know, what kind of science was it? The polio guys, they were looking at environmental pollution all across the developing urbanized American continent, especially on the East Coast. The summer plague, when they were spraying pesticides and lead and arsenic, Robert. We used to spray arsenic on fruit, and we wondered why kids got sick.
Well, by the way, one of the stories I'm going to cover today is on the official story about arsenic, because they're now saying, oh, yeah, it's in the water, but it's safe. Oh, wait, unless you're pregnant. Okay, but if you're not pregnant, drink it all. Drink all the arsenic you want. What the hell is going on? These official stories have to be busted up, and your book is doing a bang-up job of doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. And again, I put forward this as a corrective, as a counter-argument for the culture, because the culture needs arguments against this nonsense. This everybody's afraid of. The book breaks down every opening chapter from CIA and Smedley Butler, very cool guy, to 9/11. Yes, how can I not ask the question, the official story of 9/11? Even the 9/11 Commission said we don't believe the official story of 9/11. And then we get into very cool stuff like outer space, Big Bang Theory. What was Darwin really saying? Was he really even a scientist, or was he just making sort of an anti-theistic argument? I mean, is evolutionary science the way we are told? Is it even a science? Can you do any math with it? My answer is no, but I explain why in the book. Mm-hmm. It's a cool book. Man, it's honestly a cool book.
Well, it really is. And what you said, too, is interesting, because we got a lot of fans of some intense talk radio around the world that listen here, listen to a lot of programs. Sometimes it can get overwhelming, the end of the world negativity. But we try to laugh a little bit. I mean, laugh. You can't laugh, Robert. That's not a laugh. No, if you stop laughing, forget it. It's all over. What's the point? What is the point? There's always stuff going on, as there has been since the beginning of creation itself. And if we can't enjoy ourselves along the way, kind of like the Ron Paul Revolution stuff, as Ron has said himself, if you're not having a good time doing this, you're not doing it right. So we're going to blast it out and have fun at the same time.
We got to. What's the point? What are we waiting for? The end of the world to be happy? Let's be happy now, even though things are imperfect. That's really the message. I mean, I think that's one of the overriding messages of the book, even though it's an investigation book, even so on. You laugh as this stuff goes on. You cry when appropriately, but I'm not waiting for the world to end to begin living my life, or to think that the world is okay as the disaster that it is. I participate on the side I participate on.
Be happy now. That's right. That's Liam's message on the official stories, the book. And we've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. Liam, stick around another segment at least. We got more to talk about. We got to bust up a few more, all right? The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on. robertscottbell.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we're rocking the health world today. Liam Sheff, my guest this hour. Official Stories, the book is out, and we've got a 15% off deal on a very inexpensive book, but very valuable at the same time. 15% off, and I know it's hard to tell the difference between an F and an S. You're like, what did he just say, S or F? Honey, what did he say? Well, that's why I've written it down, and I've updated my show notes, because Liam surprised me with the 15% off. So if you go to robertscottbell.com on the day we're airing this, June 3rd, then you, too, can take advantage and get 15 off. And the code is 8, the number 8, F as in Frank, Q as in Cuba. No, Q as in what? Queen? Okay, it was
Q
the Jubilee.
Sounds like Q.
It was a G. It's a Jubilee in England. So the Q, the Queen, right? 8, F as in Frank, Q for Queen, R for radio, Z
Robert.
For zebra. What? Robert? Okay.
R for Robert, Z for zebra bird, 3 for three bird, S for S bird, and 2, S for Sam.
I know we've confused
eight,
them even
F
more.
Like Frank, Q, R, Z, 3, S like Sam, 2. And it's up on the Robert Scott Bell show notes.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Liam. So, going back to the polio issue, and Jeffrey puts out a great thing. It's like 7 myths of the polio thing, but the same mistakes are being made that, well, yes, we acknowledge the DDT. It was in the milk. It was on the cows. It was in the trees. It was on the apples. It was in the kids. But it activated the virus. Wait a second. What do you need a virus for? You're being poisoned.
It's a neurotoxic organochlorine, DDT. And by the way, the DDT replaced the arsenic and the lead and copper that was being put on the apples, not to mention the mercury that was used in industry very much in the 1800s and 1900s. You know, in the book, in my book, Official Stories, I just go through a couple of short lists because I don't want to bog everybody down with details they'll forget. But I'm like, look, the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, just look on a half page. How many different incidents, hundreds of people, thousands of people were killed or poisoned by normal, you know, so-called normal, air quotes, industrial spills, accidents during these periods in the 20th century? It was just all over the place. It hasn't gone away. What do you think people in New York have? You know, they're exposed to asbestos, carbon monoxide, and all the different kinds of smog that comes out of car exhaust and industry right across the river in Jersey and Brooklyn. We live in a very toxic environment. And even our friends in the media get, you know, there are people who get a lot of stuff, like, mm-hmm. like Alex Jones.
Yes, our good friend Alex Jones. That's right.
Yeah. He's never had me on. I don't think he said you on, but believe me, I respect him. I really do, because guy's got guts, you know, and he mm-hmm. does break mm-hmm. important stories.
Yes, he
but
does.
He had on our friend John Rappaport, and he's like, John, don't forget that HIV-contaminated hemophiliac factor 8 caused the deaths of tens of thousands. What? Wait a second. Look a little deeper, because this whole testing for HIV thing is like treating people for a polio virus after they've been exposed to DDT. By the way, Fred Klenner, a doctor in the 50s in the South, cured, reversed polio, sometimes very deep paralytic polio, with a magical substance known as, do you want to take a guess? It doesn't cost $1 million. In fact, it's sitting in your refrigerator now.
Mm-hmm.
He injected a sodium ascorbate, a.k.a. vitamin C. Why? Because it's a reducing agent, meaning it can get neurotoxic or metal chemicals out of the body.
It can chelate. That's right.
Yeah. These people had chemical poisoning, and he gave them literally grams in a dose. Like, don't do this at home, not without advice from a skilled practitioner. But he had a giant syringe that he carried around, 20 cc. You know, he just inject people with sodium ascorbate. He reversed polio, I think 60 out of 60 patients. Nobody cared.
No, and Liam, remember, that's the whole thing. They'll always come back to this when you start arguing or even just discussing vaccines even on Facebook, the faceless Facebook, right? We had a meme that Super Don, my producer, put up there about vaccinations. In fact, I'm going to talk about that because it brought out the shills for the vaccine industry. And we are busting up the official stories with Liam Shepp right now. His new book, Official Stories, is available, 15 off. We got the deal. It's on the blog today at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call right now at 800-259-5791. Back with Liam and more Official Stories after the break.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, not that I want anybody to wait with the book official stories, but Liam will be in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois, with me at the Health Freedom Expo, and he'll sign a book for you. So get it now. Bring it with you. He'll sign that one, too. And also, we'll have a special offer we'll let you know about. But Sovereign Silver has done something really cool. If you get some of that at the Health Freedom Expo, you might be able to get Liam's book. Well, I don't know what to say, Liam. Could it be in a different way? But it's going to be awesome. We're going to have official stories all over the Health Freedom Expo.
We're delivering it homeopathically.
Yeah, I love that.
No, Sovereign Silver, you, there's a deal. You come and you buy a couple of the 16-ounce jars, and we're going to give you a book.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
I think it is, and I love Sovereign Silver for contacting me and throwing in on this with me, really getting it. You know, the guys who run that really understand what the world's about. They understand the monetary system, and they understand health because they produce a product that they had to really sell me on at the beginning. I was a stranger to silver, and we even went over it on the air. I said, what is this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I've used it. It is truly an antibacterial, antifungal. I don't know. I don't worry about viruses, but it, you know, in studies with people with HPV testing positive, they, you know, the girls use it for a little while and then they test negative. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
It helps skin regenerate. It helps wounds heal. It's pretty remarkable, and I like their product. I end up recommending it. I don't, by the way, they don't pay me anything. That's a hint for them or a note for you.
Let's go. Sponsor, pony up. Well, look, I appreciate that they're picking up some official stories to get out to everybody also at Health Freedom Expo. And you will, you know, do you charge extra when you sign it, or do you just make them smile or something at you?
I'm only signing. Okay, this isn't the Howard Stern Show. No, I won't charge him. I won't charge him any extra.
We talked Darwin this week on the air, on the weekday show of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I think for my Sunday audience, it doesn't catch up to the weekdays. Darwinism is dead. And you could be a hardcore Christian Bible reader, or you could be a New Ager, you could be whatever you could be. You can understand Darwinism is dead, and you lay it out beautifully in one of your chapters there in Official Stories.
Yeah, chapter 8, and that's the title, Darwin is Dead. I was on Celia Farber's show this week, and she comes, you know, more from sort of the, I'd say the left, and she'll admit this, she comes from the left mindset, and she's had to sort of graduate from that and said, you know, this is one of the bits of holy writ that you admire Darwinism or you worship it, but what does it really say? And we really talked about that during the week. It's up there in archives. Darwinism isn't a science. It's really an anti-theism. And I'm not saying this as a Christian because I'm not a Christian, so don't point your creationist fingers at me saying I'm just a creationist. I'm not. I look at the electric universe. I look at epigenetics. I look at neo-Lamarckism. But survival of the fittest is just really has just become an excuse for people around the world, some of the worst people we've ever heard of, to kill a lot of other people and say they weren't fit and we were, therefore it was okay. It's also not a science. You can't do any math with it. You can't predict how a worm would become a whale with it. So I talk about that in the book, and I'm really happy to talk about it because although there are some good, really Christian critics of Darwinism, there aren't really any secular critics, or as me leaning east and my Taoism and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that people will really get a kick out of this. It might even be enlightening for people who are allergic to Christianity to read the genuine, real criticisms of this terrible science that's really hung up so much of the 20th century in this terrible notion of survival of the fittest.
Well, as you said, it basically descends into eugenicism, so to speak. If that's a religion, it's a death cult. But that indeed is what Darwin ended up creating, whether he intended to or not. I don't know. I can't get in his head from back then. You might have an insight on that. But yeah, the chapter on Darwin is Dead is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's an easy read, too. You know, I talk a lot about the historical underpinnings of the thing. It's an anti-theism, you know, that before Darwinism, it was Yahweh created everything in a moment. And so the move was to get away from that, which is reasonable. You can't do science with Yahweh created everything in a moment either. But
yeah.
You can't do science with it was all created by accident. It has no mind. It has no feedback mechanism. It's just a big, stupid mistake. That's the world that the reductionists want us to live in.
Yeah, and by the way, we have it excerpted, that particular chapter, on the Robert Scott Bell Show blog. We've got it linked up in today's show notes, including the link to Official Stories, where to get it, and the link to get 15% off today. If you're listening to it today, it is active, but after today, nah-uh. You're going to have to buy it at, oh my gosh, the full $15. It is a bargain even at full price, Liam Sheff, my dear friend. And we're just about out of time here, but I want to make sure that everybody comes to see us at Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. It's June 15th through the 17th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be in a little early if you get there early, too. Liam, we'll talk to you during the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show again. You know that.
Thanks, Batman.
I thought I was Robert Scott Bell. Wait, Batman. Okay. Hey, we got lots more healing to go. I'm going to talk about arsenic in drinking water. That's safe. But not it's not safe. But it's safe. Oh, it's not. What is it? It's a schizophrenic government EPA. We got to talk about them, too. Stand by. Lots more healing to go.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, now that you've gotten official stories, and you better, I'll find you. I know where you live. Get the book. It's sensational. We'll be talking about it some more, of course, and at the Health Freedom Expo. And later in the month, the end of June, we're scheduled to be in New York City. Oh, my gosh! It's like back to the Briar Patch. That's no longer my Briar Patch, but... Well, we're going to try it. The Alive Foundation big award ceremony, the Robert Scott Bell Show up for Best Health Show of the Year. That's going to be cool. And that's July 29th and 30th in New York City. Alive Foundation, we've got it up, AliveNewYork.com. Link it, go there. We'll look forward to seeing you there. I mentioned global cancer cases rising, right? There's a story here through the AP, the Associated Propaganda. Could rise by 75%, upwards of that rate up to 2030, right? We're at 2012 now. Well, if the Mayan calendar doesn't end us all, then a lot of more people are going to get cancer, according to this so-called projection. And they say it. They acknowledge it in some. They say in part because other diseases are being stamped out. No, they're not. They're being suppressed by toxic medicine that's creating the cancer that then arises because we're adopting what? Western lifestyles linked to cancer, right? They say population growth and aging explain much of the increase. At least one-fifth of new cancer cases will likely be due to preventable factors. So they're saying four-fifths of all cancers not preventable? That's what they're saying, the researchers. Of course, the researchers don't want to prevent it because then they'll be out of business. Do you follow that logic? That's part of the official stories you got to read through. You got to listen. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll weave you through the language, get you through it. You'll be all right. And then they go into cancers caused by infections. Right, cervical cancer, which is bunk, which is BS. Doesn't mean we don't address inflammation of cervical tissue by any source or from any source, largely toxic poisons that ladies are trying to get rid of every month. And the cervix is getting hammered by these toxins that are coming out through your special means of elimination that men do not have. But they say, well, we can address that with antibiotics. Oh, wait, no, it's a virus. We can't do that. What about antivirus? Oh, well, no, we can't. Oh, hey, we can sell you the Cervarix and Gardasil. And if you're lucky after the three shots, you even make it through the three shots and don't get paralyzed. Oh, we'll call it polio then. Or you might die from it. And young girls have been dying from Gardasil. They'll say, hey, we've successfully prevented your cancer. But 30 years down the road, when you get it, they'll say, it had nothing to do with the vaccine that didn't stop the cancer we said it was going to stop. You better see through these official stories before it's too late. Before it's too late. And then we get absurdist statements coming from officials. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which occasionally gets something right. I'll give them sometimes. They're okay. They said this. Drinking water with low levels of arsenic, they call it 10 parts per billion, has been deemed non-toxic and okay for human consumption. However, new research has revealed that the water may not be so safe to drink after all. Arsenic? Is it safe? Or is it not safe? How much can you give to a baby, a child, a pregnant mom-to-be? Researchers from both the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and Geisel School of Medicine in Dartmouth have discovered that drinking water with low levels, 10 parts per billion of arsenic, stimulates adverse health effects in pregnant and lactating mice, as well as their offspring. And suddenly, arsenic is safe, but it's not safe. How do you do this? If you listen to officials, you're going to be confused. And that's what they want. They want you in a state of confusion. Because then you throw up your hands when Robert Scott Bell says, it's not safe. You go, I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to do. Find out who has conflicts of interest. Find out who's being lobbied by industry to promote toxic poisons with claims of safety. You can see through this. But then a lot of my lefty friends will say, no, no, no. We can't trust the people to make their own decisions. They're not smart like me. I'm talking about the liberal lefties that are elitist in this regard. And if we had the free flow of information, I believe there would be less confusion instead of official propaganda or lies coming from the government, industrial, medical, military, chemical, GMO, life science, industrial complexes, which are trying to claim that it's safe. Now, I will use arsenic as a medicine. Yes, I will. I will! I do! It's called arsenicum album. It's a form of arsenic that is homeopathic. And rather than doing 10 parts per billion, I will use 1 part per 10 billion. That's the equivalent as measured in a homeopathic medicine of arsenic, at the attenuation known as 10x. 10x. That's 1 part per 10 billion. And yes, that is safe. And it will stimulate rats and humans alike to excrete arsenic that has been accumulated or ingested. We know how to detoxify from toxic poisons. We do. Homeopathically, Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, good friend, he mentioned it, you know, so calcium ascorbate, sodium ascorbate, so vitamin C. You know, that's not a whole food form necessarily, but it's a chelator. Utilizing chelating agents. Utilizing plants that can chelate. Utilizing foods that will increase and enhance the production of glutathione, like One World Whey, the whey protein that I utilize, One World Whey, W-H-E-Y, oneworldwhey.com. Pick that up. You will also increase detox pathways, open them up, and dump out the poisons. Cilantro, right? Selenium. Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. When's the last time you called him? At 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. To get some food grown, 100% whole food, selenium. Get a couple hundred micrograms in there. All of the metals are going to start to come out because you'll be able to produce the glutathione that you need. That's why the whey protein is there. That's why we do the Shentrition with the adaptogens to help us adapt to the toxic world that we're living in. The stressors, emotional and otherwise. There's some amazing things that are not approved by the government to be utilized the way that I say it can and should be utilized. But if you want to get healing, you often have to leave our shores here, those of you listening in these United States, because we have an overwhelming bureaucratic oligarchy. Our founders warned us about tyranny, not necessarily coming from outside of us, but from within. Whether it was the Bush administration, whether it's the Obama administration, whether it's the Romney administration, the only administration you can be certain would not increase the power, unconstitutional though it may be, of the executive branch of government is the Ron Paul administration, which is still alive and well and happening. We've got updates from Louisiana. The revolution is alive, but they are desperately trying to curtail it. You're not following the script. We don't follow the script here. We don't follow the official stories here. We bust up the official stories so that you can see the truth. Live the facts. Live the healing. Why? Because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.